Blog Talk Radio.
The election. The election is a battle in a war. It is not something unto itself. The result of this election in itself is a matter of indifference. It's a question of how the battle is won and lost, which is important. But there's another issue here. There's also an issue of World War III. And World War III is between the British Empire, better known as the Anglo-Dutch liberal banking financial system on the one side, and the principal nations of Eurasia, Russia, China, India, and other nations, are the targets of intended warfare by the British Empire, which is already turning Europe into a mere colony of the British Empire through the program of the Lisbon Treaty. If the Lisbon Treaty were adopted, and is being pushed for adoption now, there would not be a single nation on the continent of Europe, west of Belarus and Russia, which had any sovereignty whatsoever. The British Empire would control the entirety of that region of Europe, from Portugal to the borders of Belarus and Russia, as a puppet of the Anglo-Dutch liberal financial interests. It is those interests represented in the United States for a long time, have taken over control of the U.S. dollar, control of the United States. Now they're moving in for the kill. The same cartel that put Mussolini into power in Italy, the same cartel that put Hitler into power in Germany. And we're now at the brink of something like a Hitler power taking over the United States. If they grab the United States, then they will grab all of Europe under the Lisbon Treaty. If they control the United States and the parts of Europe under the Lisbon Treaty, then you will have an actual fighting war emerging on this planet. You will have dictatorship. You will have mass starvation. The elimination of whole sections of the population of parts of the world through starvation. And that's part of the British program. It's the food war. That's the situation. We're not dealing with an election. We're dealing with whether there is in the United States, in the top layers of society, the moral fitness to survive. And so far, the vote is, in the leadership of the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, neither is morally fit to survive. They're as unmorally fit to survive as the people who backed Mussolini and backed Hitler back in the 1920s and the 1930s. And if we allow this to happen, we will get the same kind of treatment that the victims of Mussolini, Hitler, and so forth suffered. That's what we said. We have to win this war against that evil empire.
show. My name is Phil Armstrong, a.k.a. J. Singer. And I got like 14 minutes left in the show. I decided to do this show like just before 12 o'clock and about 11:46. And I had so much trouble trying to get this one show done. There was this ad that kept jumping up in front of the screen when I was trying to go from one place on Blog Talk Radio to the next, to the switchboard. So, let me get off my soapbox. But real quick, I wanted to actually announce some things. On my show, on my YouTube page, it's called, of course, YouTube.com, and it's Prophecy Zone is the web page. So feel free to go over to Prophecy Zone, the web page. I'll be shooting some videos a little bit later, and you'll see my logo and pretty snazzy site, I must say. And also, check out my website called Omega Tube. It's a couple months old, but I'm trying to wait until January 1st to really kick it off. A lot of these websites that I'm have will start in January, and then also I'll be kickstarting my prophecyzone.com site. I'll be a new site. So you probably ask me, how are you going to run all these sites? Well, this Omega 2 is like YouTube, and once I get it going, then hopefully the members will upload the videos, and I have to keep a watch on it. And of course, I'm going to run it with goals of reaching a certain number of people. And then also my Prophecy Zone, which will be a prophecy website that will be basically going to the general public, and a watchman on the wall that we are in the end times, and definitely are so. And also, YouTube, Prophecy Zone, also. So feel free to go over there to all my sites. We're trying to get out the word and trying to get that word out to the general public that we are in the last days of the last days of the last days. And if you don't believe that, I don't know what to tell you. I guess the general public believes something because they're keeping out these movies like 2012. And anybody out there, please email me and let me know if I see Verizon on, I don't know if it's on Blog Talk Radio or what, but there's a Verizon / ad. It's kind of creepy. And it's holding the very phone that I have. So it's really creepy. It's like I'm, you know, spacing out or something. And this thing is jumping in front of my progress on. I'm trying to move from one place to the next on Blog Talk Radio, and it's killing me. So I don't really know if it's just something I stepped into or it's on Blog Talk Radio. But that's crazy. But so we need to keep an eye on Copenhagen. Copenhagen is a very important time in our country. And the general public really don't know it. The general public has no idea that President Obama's going over there to sign our country away practically, because it's gonna put shackles on manufacturers. Now keep in mind that when the president and the candidates are running for president, they talk about business and regulating businesses. They also talk about taxing businesses. So not only is the president talking about raising taxes to send Afghanistan troops over there, he's going to go over there to Copenhagen and allow the international bodies to regulate, and it all comes down to regulation, establishing rules on the American people, and American people have no idea that they're going out buying Christmas presents and and saying Merry Christmas and moving the buggy out for your neighbor once a year, you know, go off to Walmart and somebody's trying to move the buggy out. Why you don't do that in, like, June? Hey, I want you to do that in June. Don't just do it in once a month, or once a year, excuse me. And we doing all these gift exchanges, and guess what's happening over there in Copenhagen? President Obama don't believe in Christmas. He can. Oh, I'm a Christian. Then he accidentally says I'm a Muslim. Oh, excuse me, I'm a Christian. No, you said it right. You said it right. And I said I wasn't going to talk about the president as much, but keep in mind, my mom can talk about me, and she loves me. So why can't I talk about President Obama, who I dislike at least once in a while? I don't like President Obama. I'm going to tell you that. He's full of hot air. He's a skinny dude, but on the surface, he's really a hot air balloon. And if you grab hold, you might float a little bit because he is full of hot air. And he has a whole different agenda than we can ever suspect. And us people who are standing up and talking about these things may be in danger. I'll say it again. The people who are talking about the New World Order, Bible prophecy, and all these things that are warning society, warning the world. We're watchmen. Even the people who are not saved is warning people about the New Order. Those guys could have a potential of being saved in the tribulation period. You probably say, whoa, what are you talking about? Hold your horses. You're doing okay. And then you start talking about religion. This is what the prophecy zone is about. Okay, so go on to my Prophecy Zone YouTube page. That's what it's called, Prophecy Zone. It's not the Prophecy Zone. It's called Prophecy Zone. And then my website will be done going towards January. And also right now you can go on Omega 2, which is not really done, but it's done enough for you to go on and upload Christian videos. So do that if you may. And also I'm going to be shooting videos pretty much trying to get them professionally looking. And also I'm going to be doing a whole lot of radio programs on Blog Talk Radio. A whole bunch of them. Okay, like, I know I'm going to do four every, once every Sunday. And then I'm going to do four every Thursday. I'm going to do four on every Thursday. But the Sundays are probably going to be 2 hours. I'm not sure. I have to pray about it. And the Thursdays might be 1 hour. You know, because that's when the kids are home and that's when the kids are most active on those weekdays, especially during Christmas break. So I'm going to be having guests on, and we're going to be talking about Bible prophecy. We're going to be talking about government. The false prophet. Let's hurry up and go over that. I do, if people tell me not to speculate, and I'm listening. I'm not talking about my audience, but, you know, I listen to various preachers. And then I get in my car and I drive around and I listen to preachers and I listen to them on the internet. And they talk about not to speculate. But sometimes I'm going to speculate. It's just human nature. It's funny how some of these preachers, they say, well, you're not supposed to speculate. Even J. Vernon McGee, you're not supposed to speculate. And in 5 minutes, well, J. Vernon McGee, he doesn't speculate. But some of these other guys, 5 minutes later, they're speculating. Okay. I believe that the Bible interprets the Bible, and we have to stick with the Bible. Now, is it fun to speculate who the false prophet is and who the Antichrist is? I think, you know what, I think you probably know who the false prophet is before you know who the Antichrist is, even though the false prophet comes after the Antichrist. You say, what are you talking about? I knew that Cardinal Ratzinger was going to be the next pope a long time ago. Who do I think the false prophet is? Who can he possibly be? I think it's Cardinal Martini, Italian. Because keep in mind, the false prophet comes out of the earth, which represents Israel. So he could be a Jewish person also, So I think there's a Jewish God. Colonel Martini is Italian, I think. But there's a Jewish God, too, which I think the Antichrist or the false prophet will be Jewish. So let me get the name of this God. I don't think it's Cardinal Martini. Cardinal Martini could be, but that sounds more. There's another God that fits the bill. But I actually think that the false prophet will be Jewish. The Antichrist will be Gentile. Who is the false prophet? There's a possibility that the false prophet can be Cardinal Martini or one of the Jewish candidates. And I believe that he could possibly be one of the Jewish candidates. Now, I don't know for sure if Cardinal Martini, that name sounds Italian. Now, who is the Antichrist? Is he Juan Carlos of Spain? Is he the British President, Prime Minister, former Prime Minister Tony Blair, Dan Rather? No, it's just who is the Antichrist? I believe the Antichrist will not be known until the tribulation period starts, or slightly before. I'll say it again. I believe the Antichrist will not be known until slightly before the tribulation period, and most people won't know him until he signs a peace deal with Israel and his neighbors. So if you think you want to know, if you think you know who the Antichrist is, you're not going to know. Somebody put in the chat room, how are we going to get Petra for Armageddon? That's a good question. You know what? That's what I was thinking. Let's just say, and I know y'all, some of y'all might not be a rapture person, but let's just say there was a rapture or there was not a rapture. I'm going to be heading to Petra. I don't know if some of the Jewish people might not let me in there. I thought about that. What if there isn't a rapture for people who, you know, it's not a matter, to me, I don't understand why people fight against the rapture anyway. They get really frustrated. But the people who believe in the rapture don't really get frustrated about people who don't believe that there's a rapture. You see what I'm saying? And I'm going to do a whole show on Revelations, and I'm going to do a whole show on the rapture. But I don't believe that someone should be able to. I think you should head. I'm heading for the. That'd be good if you can get like a ticket. You don't have to pass the gates and the villages and the towns. And where's your papers? You know, you'd be fine. But in the tribulation period, it's going to be so monotonous to do anything. You're not going to be able to squeeze the corn out of your butt. I mean, it's going to be so tight. I don't know. Forgive me for saying it like that, but I just don't think people during 9/11, things were kind of weird. And see, I was locked on a compound. I was locked on a Marshall compound where. When I was in the military, well, we were locked down there, and I went to Walmart, and I felt more unlocked down in the military, on the Marshall compound than I did at Walmart. Locked down, I'm telling you. Straight up locked down. Locked the dog down. Okay, but I want y'all to start tuning in for my show. I will be announcing when my show is going to come on, and it's going to probably be on every week. No miss. I'm not going to miss. I promise you. I'm going to have guest stars, lots of people, especially on Blog Talk Radio. I'm making my money from that first. No money, literally, but I'm making my nuts and bolts from that, and then we're going to go on. I'm going to kind of let this thing go on a little bit longer, even though my show... I'm going to play my theme song, and for anybody in the chat room, y'all stay there if y'all feel like it. Okay, I'm back, and I'm going to probably stay for a couple more minutes just to let y'all know that my show will be coming on every Sunday and every Thursday. Go to my page and check that out. And also, go to YouTube, my new page on YouTube, it's called Prophecy Zone. Look at that. And then also, I'm going to have various groups, especially in the Facebook, that I'm mostly going to grow my ministry from, Prophecy Zone from. Now, I'm going to start talking about some strange stuff, and I'm probably going to pick off some people, because I've been kind of cautious, and I will continue to be cautious, but I'm kind of like let it go a little bit. I'm going to make sure I'm not going to do like Imus and say something stupid about somebody. I'm not going to do nothing that crazy. I'm a Christian. I believe Jesus Christ is my personal Savior, so I'm not going to do anything like that. But I am going to say some stuff, because when people fail to realize that the prophets picked people up, heck, Ezekiel walked around naked. I ain't saying I'm going to do that. I'm not going to do that. But, heck, the dude did some crazy stuff. Jonah cried like a baby because he thought God had some testy prophets, and then we get mad at ourselves. Oh, I'm never going to amount to anything, because we think that we have to be perfect, and a lot of these churches are trying to draw these pictures. Of course we have to be perfect. In what way? Through Jesus Christ's blood and through the power of His Spirit, we can be made perfect. But in general, we are perfect when Jesus looks, when God the Father looks down on us, He sees blood, He sees Jesus covering. Okay? So, I'm going to be talking about a lot of things, and I'm not going to hold back on the gospel to gain people. That's not what I'm going to be about. But I am going to tell you that the climate control in Copenhagen is a bunch of bull crap. I'm going to tell you that signing $700 billion bills is a bunch of bull crap. I'm going to tell you that most of the money that we send to foreign countries is a bunch of bull crap. I'm going to tell you that invading countries with no reason to suck their oil out, because we're scared and we won't go to Alaska and drill anything, or California, the coast, because we might. You know, me and my buddy used to sit on the porch, and we used to say, what's wrong? We used to ask ourselves, what is wrong with this country? We literally ask ourselves, what is wrong with this? We'll sit up there, and at first, we always thought it was the white man's fault at first. But me getting a lot more wiser, realized what this taxi cab driver told me when I was in the Army. He told me about the New World Order. I was always drinking at the time. So I wanted him to shut up. But after this, I was listening to every word he said. I remember that. I was going to see a movie. I don't remember the movie. Memory's not that good. But he was talking the whole time about the New World Order. The whole time. And once I got there, I couldn't wait to get out the car. But for some reason, I maintained the dollar bill he was talking about. I maintained the Washington was shaped like a satanic star. I maintained a lot of that stuff until later it came out to be sort of a destiny call. That was around 1988, maybe 89. Actually, a little bit further, I'm sorry. About 1991, because I remember I was in Vancouver, Paris from 88 to 90, and then I went over to Fort Lewis for a little bit of time before I got out of the Army. So I came into the light. That light, the two lights I came into when I asked Jesus Christ as a personal Savior, and when I found out somebody else had this full crap. That's the bright light. Okay, bright, really bright lights. Okay. So the only true conspiracy is to believe that there is no conspiracy. He said that don't make any sense, because the conspiracy is something with people. Well, when Satan blinds the eyes of men and uses men to blind the eyes of men, it says, the Bible says that evil man shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Doesn't that sound like the New World Order? Doesn't that sound like Bilderbergers? Doesn't that sound like false prophets going around here? All these false prophets on these television programs. I'm gonna send me a dollar. Hush the screen. Give me $5. That's like somebody on the network. Give me $5. Everybody's greedy. They all make a burger like you used to make a burger. You put enough chemicals in it, killing it. Nobody gives like great service anymore. That's why they should bring back the lifestyles of rich and famous, because at that time when they're making that show, even the poor man had a good restaurant to go to. Now nobody has any good restaurants. Okay? Nobody. There ain't no good biggest any good restaurants anymore. If it was, trust me, we would know it. We would know it. So slow death. They're trying to kill us with slow death. Slow death, I'm going to make this quick. Slow death is the water. Slow death is food and meat. Slow death is some medications that they're giving. You should watch the medication commercials. Be careful, because this may cause your head to fall off, your neck to fall off, your blood to bleed, your heart to explode. I mean, it just... Why am I even going to take that medicine for? Okay. But God bless everybody out there. We're going to have 20, 30, 40 people in the chat room. I already know that's going to happen. But I was kind of, it took me a long time to decide what I'm going to do with this show and what I was even going to do with a website. It's like God's kind of blinding my eyes to now. And I have got a whole bunch of guests lined up. I got commercials, you know, play those, and I got all kinds of music and things like that. And I'm also going to have a live program where you can watch me live as I conversate with you. And then I'll be playing videos on there, too, if I can make it work. So God bless everybody out there. I'm going to be... I want to put my webpage for YouTube is Prophecies All. So go check it out. If you see it and you like it, just send me a shout out to say you like it. Blaine Blauzerman, is that how you pronounce it? Blaine Boozerman. Let me know if you go check that page out for me and see if you like it, and let me know. I'll go to your website too, because I'm looking to. And if you're on Blog Talk Radio, then I would love to. Talk to you and see what you're about, and we can exchange information. Are you gone? Okay. Well, God bless everybody out there. I'll catch up with y'all later. I guess he might be gone to check out my website. But God bless everybody out there, and I'll see y'all later. One more thing. So I got 5 minutes. Nice little things.
And you're giving it to Chavez. And the first two they've accomplished, Chavez they didn't accomplish. And so you're going to see guys going to caves looking for looking for people that they're never going to find. you know, he's laughing about the fact that you have this war on terror. There's no real enemy. He's talking about how by having this war on terror, you can never win it because it's an eternal war. And so you can always keep taking people's liberties away. And I said, how are you going to convince people that this war is real? He said, but the media. The media can convince everybody it's real. I mean, you know, it's just that you keep talking about things. You keep saying it over and over and over again, and eventually people believe it. You know, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11, which is another lie. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie, and now they're going to do Iran. You know, and it's all one thing leading to another, leading to another, leading to another. Now, I would say, what are you doing this for? What's the point of this thing? You have all the money in the world you ever want. You have all the power. I said, you know, you're hurting people. It's not a good thing. And he would say, what do you care about the people for? Take care of yourself and take care of your family. And then I said to him, what are the ultimate goals here? He said, the ultimate goal is to get everybody in this world chipped with the chip, with the RFID chip, and have all money be on those chips and everything on those chips. And if anybody wants to protest what we do or violate what we want, we just turn off the chip.
That's right, microchips. In 2005, Congress, under the pretense of immigration control and the so-called war on terrorism, passed the REAL ID Act, under which it is projected by May 2008, you will be required to carry around a federal identification card, which includes on it a scannable barcode with your personal information. However, this barcode is only an intermediary step before the card is equipped with a VeriChip RFID tracking module, which will use radio frequencies to track your every move on the planet. If this sounds foreign to you, please note that the RFID tracking chip is already in all new American passports. And the
God bless everybody out there. You guys have a wonderful day.